broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November 20th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is Hour 2 of 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We don't believe in revolution, but we do believe in restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Haley Boblett is our next scholar. We're talking about scholars on the radio. Former Sheriff Richard Mack's class in Arizona. We got the opportunity to travel to Arizona and speak to all seven classes. It was tremendous. We talked about chivalry with some of the classes. We talked about freedom. And then we sat down and listened to the students who picked the topic, the political topic of the day of their choice. And then they were able to give a verbal as well as a written report on that topic. Now the best ones are on the radio so you can hear what they have to say. Haley Boblett is up next. Hi, Haley.
Hi.
Wow, you're ready to go, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
All right, I love it. Now, you have an interesting topic, and I love the very starting statement that you make because I think it sets the stage for the real discussion. Your statement at the start of your speech basically was this: the enforcement of stupid laws leads to tyranny.
Yes.
That's very insightful, and I bring that up because it took a lot of research to get to that opening statement, huh?
It did. It was a really hard topic, to be honest, because, I mean, there are a lot of opinions on different people from either side.
Not only that, there's tons of stupid laws, Haley, for crying out loud.
There really are.
All right, keep going.
Okay, and so it was just because it was a lot of opinion-based, really. And so there were some people who said that, no, we're not going to tyranny, that the government's doing, like, the right thing by doing what they're doing now. And then there are other people who are saying, no, that this isn't right. This is going to lead us to tyranny eventually. And so it was really hard to, like, sift everything out and get what I want to put in my paper.
Now, one of the things you did is you talked about Obamacare. You used modern quotes and examples as well. I think that was tremendous.
Oh, thank you.
How did Obamacare get in the mix? I mean, do you think that's a stupid law?
Yes, I do. It was actually really interesting because as I was trying to figure it out, I was talking to my dad about it because he's the one who really helps me, like, with big political issues. I'm the one who I go to him.
All right, and good for dad.
And he was saying that, like, because it was just recently after, like, big news about Obamacare and everything, and he was talking about how Nancy Pelosi said that they need to pass the healthcare bill to find out what's in it. And so I was like, what does that even mean? So I went and they researched it. And it turns out that, like, honestly, nobody's even read it. Like, it's just a huge, like, it says it's 10,535 pages that make it up. And that is approximately 11,588,500 words that no one's read. And no one understands what's in it. And I don't know why we had to pass it.
Well, and the very idea that you're going to vote on something as a decision maker representing a population on something that you don't even know what you're voting for or against because you don't know what's in it, but the idea that you're supposed to vote for it so that it can pass and then you can find out what's in it, that whole idea, in my opinion, points to one of the greatest problems we have in America.
Exactly. And I forget his name, Jonathan Gruber, he is the architect of the Obamacare law, said that it was basically the stupidity of the American voter that just let them pass it because they basically made sure that there was, like, no transparency whatsoever. They hid a lot of what was in the bill just that way people would pass it.
I agree with that. So what do you think we ought to do then? If Obamacare is stupid, which I agree, if nobody's read it, if even the architect of the bill basically said how stupid we the people are, and at some point you got to say, though, if we toss it out, what do we do? I mean, do we just get rid of it?
I think so. I see that there's no purpose to it. It just basically it's a Robin Hood. You take from the rich to give to the people who are sick. I don't see the point in it. You should be able to pay for your own health care and choose your own doctors, and I don't see need for it.
Part of the problem with it as well, as far as I can tell, Haley, is this idea that, hey, what about all the good young people that are healthy? Why would they want to pay for a a system that really promotes those who are sick and elderly and et cetera, need it the most. I mean, I get that you'd want to take care of your family and all that kind of stuff, but some kind of a plan by force, especially at a young age when you're trying to get started, how is that sustainable? And the answer is it's not. And you see the private sector companies that are all involved in Obamacare melting down and declaring bankruptcy and rejecting plans because they find out they're not sustainable. The list just goes on and on with the healthcare problems. But you don't only talk about healthcare when you talk about stupid laws leading to tyranny. It's way bigger than just healthcare, right?
Yes. That was just my biggest point. My other point was that, like, Britain was the original one, like, starting with America, that they had control over the colonies. And so the way that they just kept adding tax after tax after tax without representation is exactly what the government is doing today with us. They say that we have representation, but we're not really getting, I feel like, proper representation in Congress.
Seems like just the big money special interest groups are getting all the goods, huh?
Yes.
All right. If you could tell the world anything, what would you say?
I would say that if this country is ever going to get better, the people need to study the Constitution and know what their rights are so the government can't take them away.
I'm busting out and thinking Haley for president is what I'm talking about. Right? You know, we don't need, what's that lady's name up in Alaska? What's her name, Kurt? Do you know Haley?
Sarah Palin.
Yeah. Sarah Palin. I'm thinking Haley would be better than Sarah Palin. Just put Haley up there for president and she'd have her dad as one of her counselors and advisors, right?
Absolutely.
That'd be all right. What's your favorite thing in Sheriff Max class?
My favorite thing in Sheriff Max class, I'm sorry. I really enjoy just like how he's like more of an open discussion than like a specific lesson. We just talk about anything that we have questions on about the government now or the government when Britain was ruling, which is what we're discussing now, is the Revolutionary War and everything. And I really like that it's more of a discussion than just a strict lesson.
All right. Do you have a special event or thing that he's done that's your favorite memory?
I really enjoyed walking over the ice. He had us go out on the field, and he dumped out a bunch of ice, and we had to walk barefoot on it to the soldiers did in the Revolutionary War for the when they were crossing the Delaware and whatnot.
Kind of puts it into focus, doesn't it?
It really did. It hurt a lot. And I was like, I can't. I had to walk maybe like 5 feet across it. I would not even be able to imagine having to do that with colder weather and then for like 10 miles.
Yeah, you're too busy thinking about Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Like the rest of us. I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm just saying we're all like that in the sense that it's really hard to fathom what they really went through for us. And I really think somehow connecting those dots, making it real to our lives, at some point gives you a vision of who they were and then an importance of carrying forth that rich heritage, that legacy that matters the most. If you had any constructive criticism for the good sheriff, what would you tell him?
Honestly, I think he's doing a great job. I just tell him to keep doing what he's doing.
Who's tougher, Sheriff Richard Mack or David A. Clark Jr.? He came in, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Because you know there's a battle for the toughest sheriff in America, right? Joe Arpaio and Richard Mack are battling that out. But David A. Clark Jr. is giving them a run for their money. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
All right. Who do you think's tougher, Richard or David?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I know Sheriff Mack more than I know Sheriff Clark. So,
all right.
But I probably Sheriff Mack just because he's very, very opinionated.
All right. David A. Clark Jr., though, did a good job when he came, didn't he?
He did a wonderful job. I really enjoyed his speech.
All right. Do you know what your class motto is and stuff like that? Don't you have a...
Yes, the class motto is, I can try. And then Sheriff Clark added, I can succeed after that as well.
I like all that. Do you believe America will succeed, Haley? A lot of people are pretty down on America, and I don't agree with that. I'm not down on America. I know we got problems, I get it. But I also get that we've got some of the best blessings of any peoples anywhere. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. It's still the greatest country in the world, I believe. And I feel like if the people were just more aware of what was going on and researched things instead of just listening to the opinions of everybody else, then we would eventually get out of it.
All right. Do you have a favorite hope for president?
I'm not really sure. I just want someone who's genuinely honest about things and just doesn't, like, have a forefront or, like, a filter or whatever. I want someone who's just going to take action and talk to the people, be straightforward with them and not have any secrets or hiding anything and just do what George Washington did.
You just wish we had George Washington coming up, don't you?
I do.
I do too. I agree with you. Absolutely. Or maybe a Patrick Henry. I'd be cool with him too.
That would be really cool.
Patrick and George on the ticket would be all right with me. I think we could make that work. All right. Anything else you want to tell everybody?
Not that I can think of.
Haley, thank you so much. Have a delightful Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas. And thank you so much for your work.
Thank you.
I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, we need to have Haley for president. What do you think, Kurt? We need to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. The next scholar coming up. Should I tell you who it is or should I make you wait for it? All right. I won't tell you. Hold on. Liberty Roundtable live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Hey, Kurt, what do you think of Scholars on the Radio, my friend? You think it's a worthwhile program?
That was a question for me, Sam.
Yes, sir. Do you think it's a worthwhile program?
You know, at least the program we're doing or the program Richard Mack does, the part that I enjoy about, I assume you're talking about what we're doing, you know, the thing I like is to hear the youth and their presentations. And as I said before, I do feel that it gives you a little more hope when you hear the young people and their responses. I, you know, of course, in Sheriff Mack's case, I'd prefer that he was even in a more of a free area instead of a, you know, government school. But I do agree that having a good instructor like Sheriff Mack makes a, wow, a world of difference there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michaela Rojas is up next. Hi, Michaela.
Hi.
Now, you're kind of hesitant to go on the radio, aren't you?
Just a little bit.
You know what? My job is to make sure you feel completely comfortable and that you know we got your back and all is good. Is that good?
Yes.
All right. Now, you started out your speech saying, hey, 9/11 can't save your life, right?
Right.
You believe in the right to keep and bear arms?
Yes, I do.
You think it's safe that way? What if everybody's just running around all gun trigger happy and stuff, like the Wild West, you know?
Well, I wouldn't think that would happen, just because most people, if they're crazy like that, then people would take control over it, but
all right.
I don't really think that would happen.
Well, it seems to be if they get too crazy, someone else might just stop them, right?
Right.
That's what I'm thinking, because, you know, crazy people, usually the cops come and then the cops, like, take care of business and they're not going crazy anymore.
Exactly.
All right. What do you think about gun control? Are you for it?
No, of course not.
No, huh?
No one should have their gun control.
All right. What do we do in this environment where they think gun control is the only answer?
Say that one more time.
What do we do when they think gun control seems to be the only answer? I mean, we do have problems, right?
What do we do?
Yeah. Well,
people just keep getting, like, most people get mad, like me, but they shouldn't have it because guns don't kill people. So I don't understand why people keep thinking that.
All right, you're making the point that guns don't kill people, and I concur, they're just inanimate objects, right?
Right.
It's like bad people kill people, good people save people with guns, right?
Exactly.
All right, like I call guns in the hands of good, honest, law-abiding Americans, rape me nots or kill me nots. They stop all kinds of crimes, don't they?
Yes.
All right, how'd you pick this topic?
Because my parents are former military, so I thought
okay.
Kind of cool to do it.
Amen. Do me a favor and thank them for their service, will you?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Are you going to go in the military?
Actually, I might because a college school on West Point is looking at me, so I might go.
And what would you do at West Point?
I'm not sure yet.
All right. Do you get to go shooting with your parents and stuff like that?
What?
Do you get to go shooting with your parents and learn gun safety?
I already do.
Oh, you do go?
I don't mind.
All right. I think one of the biggest keys, I think we do have a right to keep and bear arms. I think that's a critical right that we never should give up. But I do believe that there should be gun safety taught in the home, personally. I think one of the reasons we have accidents and tragedies happen with guns is because we oftentimes in our modern society forget to take the time to teach proper gun safety.
Yes, exactly. My parents actually taught me when I was 5 years old all the gun safety.
Yeah, I like that. Is it both your mom and dad?
Yes.
And did they meet in the military?
They met in boot camp.
Oh, that's even so. They did meet in the military. That's even better, huh?
Yeah.
Your mom's whipping him right into shape, isn't she?
Say that again.
Your mom is whipping him right into shape, isn't she?
Yeah.
I'm just teasing. I'm just all right. So, when it comes to gun control, you provided several quotes from the founders in your speech as well, right?
Yes.
Which ones?
I actually don't have it on me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I'll save you. One point that you made that I really find fascinating is this. You say the government can't protect everybody all the time. Now, that's a point David A. Clark Jr. has made, and he's asked his citizens to partner with him for the safety and peace of his community. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons that we need the right to keep and bear arms. I mean, sure, we can talk about going hunting. We can talk about target practice and gun safety. Those are all good things. But really, it's about realizing the government can't be everywhere all the time. And since they can't, it's up to us to protect ourselves. In fact, it's a God-given right that was given to us before we ever even had the Second Amendment of the Constitution, right?
Right.
What did you discover as you put together your speech? Anything interesting you didn't know?
Just one thing that the Sheriff Mack has been talking to us about was that Sheriff Clark had the exact same points as us, and he talks about it all the time on the news. So that's the one thing I thought was pretty cool, that he had the exact, not the exact same points as us, but he talks about it. So I thought that was cool.
All right. Are you glad you did your report?
Yes.
You feel like you learned a lot? Was it a good exercise for you?
Yes.
All right. Now, what are your favorite things in Richard Mack's class?
Oh.
Is he kind of out of control in there?
We do. Especially when we first got in there, we talked about it a lot.
About gun control?
Yeah, we talked about it.
All right. I believe in gun control. I believe that you ought to be able to point your gun and hit what you aim at the first time. You ought to control that bullet and make sure it goes exactly where you want it to all the time.
I agree.
Are you into that? Okay. So do you feel like, what do you like about Richard's class? What was your favorite memory so far?
I think just some of the stuff that Sheriff Mack talks about, like his past, is really cool to hear about. It's because you don't hear it every day. Like his experiences.
Yeah, that's right.
It's really interesting to hear about.
Yeah, he used to say he was a jerk cop. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did not.
Yeah, and he calls himself a jerk cop because he used to just run around and get rid of his tickets and everything, unjustified. And he realized that he needed to be more of a servant of the people and not just try to generate revenue for the state. And he realized the errors of his ways, and that kind of started him on his constitutional quest.
Did you?
Yeah, well, I didn't start him on it. I'm saying that's what started him on
you
it.
You did.
No, I met him when he was running for when he was taking on the Supreme Court. I reached out because he made news. And then I reached out and became friends with him, and now I serve in one of his organizations called the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. So I go back to the days when he was taking on the Supreme Court.
Okay.
So I've been around as long as you've been alive kind of thing. It's crazy. All right. If you could tell the world anything, Michaela, what would you say?
I don't know.
All right. As long as you can shoot straight, we'll let it go. How's that?
Okay.
You can shoot straight, right?
Yes.
What's your favorite gun to shoot? Let me ask you that.
Ooh. My favorite since I was little was the Glock 19.
All right. And you like that because it's, do you like the pistol practice stuff?
Yes, I love it.
That's better than the long rifle, huh?
Yes, I'm not very good with rifles, but pistols are pretty
good. You just take care of business, huh?
Yes.
Hey, have you ever gone to Front Sight?
No.
Do you know what Front Sight is?
No, I don't.
It's an incredible training gun range where they train people with all kinds of firearms, and it's a gun range out in Nevada, like near Pahrump, Nevada. It's a really cool place to go.
Okay.
You just write this down. Go ask Richard Mack. Say, Richard, should I go to Front Sight? I'm thinking about going to Front Sight, and maybe your parents would take you to Front Sight. I think you would dig it.
Okay.
Michaela, thanks for your time. Thanks for your efforts and your oral report, and you're coming on the radio with us, and your written report as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Michaela Rojas, ladies and gentlemen. We got another scholar coming up in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child, or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Liberty Roundtable is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, think thepowermall.com. Incredible deals now. My favorites are the Gary Knoll products. They got the red stuff or the green stuff. Yeah, we're talking about vegetables and fruits to put in your morning smoothie for energy all day long. All right, you got incredible soaps and conditioners and toothpaste and herbs and spices and books and DVDs. It's all at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. Let's see, 877-817-9829 is the number. That's 877-817-9829. And tell them Sam and Kurt sent you to do business with the good guys at thepowermall.com. All right, Morgan Ferris, our next scholar on the radio. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hi.
Are you excited to go on the radio, or are you kind of scared?
Yes, I am. I'm excited.
All right. Good for you. Now, Morgan starts out in her presentation saying, are we slaves today? Do you want to answer that?
Yes. Currently, I believe that we are evolving into slaves. The government is slowly taking our rights away. And so even though currently we may not be slaves now, soon we might continue on the path we are.
All right. So it used to just be, they said black people were slaves. Now it's all of us, huh?
Yes.
What are we going to do about it?
Well, I feel, well, today a lot of people are very ignorant and they don't realize that things are changing. And so we need to make sure that everybody knows that things are changing in order for them to realize that we need to make an end to it. That's the beginning, I think.
All right. One of the most important points you make, in my opinion, is this idea.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that, you know what, we're all slaves, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Yes, exactly.
Now, you mentioned the boiling of a frog, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
All right. Tell me about it. Are you a frog?
Okay.
Are you jumping out?
Well, basically, I want, okay. So the story about the two frogs, there was one frog who was thrown into a pot of boiling water and jumped immediately out because he was thrown into the wrong situation. But another frog was placed into a pot of lukewarm water and placed on the stove. And the cooker slowly increased the temperature, and the frog was not aware of this until, bam, the frog was completely cooked and it was not aware.
And it kind of has to do with when they steal our freedoms. If they do it all at once, we'd all revolt. We'd all say, "Not a chance! You're crazy."
Exactly.
But when they do it little by little, this incremental, tiny stuff, you don't even almost realize it's happening until it's almost too late. It's kind of like the way Satan works, huh?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, now that you know, they're ratcheting it up slowly by degree. Mm-hmm. The question is, what can we do about it?
We just need to educate ourselves, I think. We need to educate ourselves in the Constitution. We need to know our rights. We need to know that some of the things that the government isn't wrong and that they're not right all of the time, and that sometimes the people can be right, too, I think.
All right. I agree. Education is critical. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked about we're losing these things incrementally, which I completely agree with. And you talked about this idea that we're losing several freedoms. Our right to keep and bear arms is one of them.
Yes.
Rights to assemble. When you think about that right to assemble one, that's kind of a critical one that you may not even realize is a big deal until you lose it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you believe you ought to just be able to assemble anywhere, anytime?
Yes. People should have the right to peaceably speak their mind. And sometimes that's not the case today.
All right. Like, I know when the Bundys happened, they tried to put everybody in little cages and stuff. I'm kind of off that plan.
Yeah.
You know, I think we ought to just really run around and tell the tale of liberty everywhere we go. Because I was telling everybody, wherever I'm at, it's a free speech zone. Did you know that?
Yeah, I believe that.
All right. What would you say? Education is key. I agree.
Yes.
How do we gain that education, though?
Well, we need to teach... The parents need to really teach their children to want education. Today, I go to school, and I see so many kids that are misusing their education, and they're not doing anything about it, and they're not realizing what they're doing. And education is so, it's so very important, and people just need to learn to respect it more, and we need to really, really place a lot of emphasis on it.
The reason I bring that up about how we should educate is because there's a lot of educated idiots out there. And there's a lot of people that have degrees and everything else. They don't have a clue about our nation, about the freedoms we're losing, about this boiling frog idea, about those things. They don't have any idea, even though they're supposedly really educated. And so, to me, it's critical that we get the right education. And I think it starts, like you say, with parents.
Yeah. All in the family.
All right. Now, you finish with an incredible statement. You finish by saying we must be educated, and then you say, "I, for one, will choose liberty." That's Patrick Henry-esque, Morgan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And isn't that what he said? Give me liberty or give me death? Similar idea, but I, for one, will choose liberty. I think that's what it starts with. I mean, one day you'll be, you know, married or whatever and be a mother, hopefully, and everything will work out in that regard, but you'll influence literally thousands. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I kind of think that's important. All right, how'd you pick this topic?
Well, there was a whole bunch of different topics I wanted, and I thought this one really summed up all of them. I thought it would be cool to do gun control or, like, welfare, and so this just really summed it up, I thought.
And the slavery of today is kind of a different kind of slavery. It may not be like an ownership certificate or that kind of thing. But day to day, you got to pay big money to the tax man. You got to, you know, wake up and work hard just to survive. Now it takes two incomes to take care of all the regulations that we've got. And it's kind of a soft slavery in a way, which kind of makes this point about the boiling frog even more so. Did you know Richard Mack's going to be writing a book now with this whole topic in mind?
Yeah, he told me about it. I was really surprised.
What do you think of that?
I think it's really cool. I think it really, ignorance is a big deal today. And he's talking about how part of the book is going to be how teenagers and youth are influencing what's going on later and what's going to, like, become of our country. And if the youth today aren't ignorant and that we are educated, then that will be the start of a really nice nation, like, just a really good nation.
If he writes a book, are you going to read it?
Yeah.
All right. I'd be happy if you'd read it. That'd be awesome. Now, what is the most favorite or fun thing you've done in this class?
I've really liked auditioning for the show. I really like public speaking and speaking in front of people, and so I've had a really fun time writing my speech down.
All right. Auditioning for what show?
For this show.
Yeah, all right. I just wanted to make sure because, you know what, it's something really important for people to understand. The youth are going to be the leaders of tomorrow, right? And so we've got to make sure that we've got youth that have a handle on what's going on or we're in real trouble. But I will tell you this, Morgan, when I spend time with the youth, I get invigorated. I gain hope. I feel like, you know what, I know we got a lot of problems in America. I get all that, okay? But I really have hope in the future. You know, when people that are young people are saying, hey, we've got to be educated about the founders, about who we are. We're losing our rights fast. We've got to do something to stop it. That really gives me a lot of hope where I'm saying, hey, man, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Now, have you been having fun at school? Is there a lot of cool things outside of Max's class, or is Richard's class the only good thing?
It's not the only good thing. It is definitely a good thing. I am in Oliver Twist. Our school's production of Oliver Twist, and that has been going really well.
So what are you doing in Oliver Twist?
Well, I am a caroler, and so I think I'm singing Christmas carols because it's kind of like we made it Christmas themed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's fun.
Yeah, that's way fun. One of the things that I remember in high school is being in choirs and those kind of things, and my sons and daughters have been in plays and stuff like that. It's been tremendous. My son was the lion in Wizard of Oz.
Oh, really? I love that.
Yeah, and then my other son was the Pharaoh, who kind of plays an Elvis part in Joseph of the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Oh, cool.
So it was pretty nifty, man. And my daughters and sons have been in plays and singing groups and stuff like that. And man, I'm just telling you, you'll get so much joy and so much experience working with a team doing those kind of things. It's amazing.
Definitely. I love it.
All right. Do you have any advice for the good sheriff?
Do you have any advice for
Richard Mack?
Like advice for what?
For Richard Mack.
For Richard Mack.
For your teacher.
I don't know. Keep writing that book, I guess.
All right. If you could say anything to the world, Morgan Ferris, what would you say?
Okay. Don't be ignorant. We need to educate ourselves, educate your children, educate everyone you know, tell everyone you know, and stay informed. Be aware of what is happening around you.
All right. I for one, am Team Morgan Ferris. I'm going on a ribbit campaign myself. Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate your diligent efforts. There she goes, Morgan Ferris, ladies and gentlemen. A little hesitant to be on the radio. We need more wisdom in the youth. And when we have Morgan and others like that, it gives me hope.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back to you live, ladies and gentlemen. How would you like raw honey for your Thanksgiving dinner, huh? All right, you better hurry then. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Raw honey at your dinner table for Thanksgiving sounds phenomenal. Thanksgiving and Christmas, raw honey. I'm telling you, tremendous stuff. I had a peanut butter and raw honey sandwich the other day, and it was phenomenal. All right, Kurt Crosby's with me. Kurt, a couple of the scholars have not been available today, so we'll have to try to reschedule with them. But I'm really appreciative of their efforts and their hard work on things. And
I must agree. And they've been very well, I think, represented today. Of course, as always, you've handled them very well, you know, taking care of
them. Well, you know what?
Radio.
Hanging out with the youngsters is cool.
Yes.
I believe it's the future for America, these youngsters. You know, on one hand, you could say they're youngsters, they're kids. On the other hand, you know, when you think of children's scholars, the reason I bring this up is the way we refer to them oftentimes reflects on what they think of themselves. As you're like, hey, bunch of kids around here. Then they're just like, oh, they don't think too much of me, you know? If you're like, hey, you know what? We're going to put scholars. We're going to put young men, young women, scholars on the radio. Now they're thinking, you know what? I do matter. I am important. I have something to say. God cares about me. These adults think something of me. And I really think it's one of the critical issues in America we need to address, that we need to have respect for and appreciation regarding these youth and understand that, you know what? It ain't going to be, I shouldn't say it like that. All right, it will not be many years before these people will be the leaders, the next generation, the decision makers, folks. And we better treat them as such, and we better do it fast. What do you think of that idea?
It's a great point, Sam. Very true. And, you know, it doesn't matter who you're working with, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you want to promote the cause of freedom and liberty, hey, it's worth your time, whether you do it with the, you know, quote, younger generation or, you know, anybody along the way deserves to be taught the principles of freedom, stand up for those rights and values, and, hey, just breathe a little bit of fresh air, freedom air, through the world, you know, that's what we suggest, right, Sam?
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think one of the big keys to focus on is how we interact with them. You know, do we treat them like we just want to send them off all day for somebody else to babysit, somebody else to watch? Or do we want to be involved in their lives? Do we want to spend time with them? One of the greatest things we can give the youth, You know, no matter what role we play, whether we're a parent, whether we're in their church, whether we're involved in youth programs with them, whether we're involved in education, such as Sheriff Mack is in their school, whether we're on the radio with them, etc., we need to build relationships of trust and provide leadership. They desperately need it, and we owe it to them as the next generation, just as we learned from our, you know, founders and from our parents, and we need to give that to them. And I think today, oftentimes, we want to skip that responsibility. We think life is about fun or this and that. We need to be very careful to understand what it's really all about and what we have as responsibility regarding that, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Great point, Sam. And, you know, like today, you know, we had a little rain overnight and you know, a little blustery weather. I see the you know, leaves falling a little bit more, but the sun is shining. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you can find some good stuff no matter where you are or who you are, to buoy you up, if you will, and move forward and make a difference. And we, well, we hope you include us as you look at folks that try to make a difference, try to make your life and the world a little better place. We appreciate your consideration when it comes to your hard-earned money. You know, looking at us and saying, hey, is that a good source for information? And do they deserve to be compensated for their efforts? We certainly appreciate your, well, at least evaluation, if not attention and listenership. And then, of course, hey, if you feel so that we deserve it, you know, your support. Man, we can't tell you how much we thank you for that.
Yeah, you got that right, Kurt. Now, there is a little bit of news we might cover before the end of the hour here.
Very good, Sam.
I don't know if you know about this, but I guess they have a new Florida passenger train, Kurt. You know about this? It's going to run between Miami and Orlando, says USA Today. Did you see this?
No, I'm not up on the latest government transportation.
Oh, Kurt, stop!
Oh, sorry about that. But anyway.
It starts out and says a privately owned and operated passenger rail service.
Privately owned and operated? What's up
Well, that's
that?
What they tell you, Kurt. The problem is, Kurt, when you started out this statement, you were kind of negative, but factual and probably prophetic because, you know, just listen up. It started out by saying in this article, a privately owned and operated passenger rail service is on track, Kurt. Just, you know, connecting travelers in four major Florida cities. They're going to get it done by mid-2017. It's going to cost more than $3 billion to complete, Kurt. And they say, now listen carefully, the project is being funded by private investors. Listen. Through the issuances of $1.75 billion in what they call tax-exempt bonds.
Tax-exempt bonds.
Well, tax-exempt and then bonds. So there's tax exemptions and then there's bonds.
Right.
Now, how is that private, Kurt?
If you will, you know. Yeah. Well, this is just the way governments do this.
It's bogus. It isn't private at all. It's a lie. Private people put up the money, and then they get all kinds of government special privileges at the trough, making up for the money they put up is what's happening.
That's a great point.
And they're pretending it's private. It's bogus. They say community leaders are involved too, Kurt.
They win these days. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they're involved in up to their eyeballs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they say the single tracks will turn into double tracks. It'll threaten school buses. You got community leaders who are in a big old fight over this.
We'd kind of like that, though, threatening the school buses. I mean, you know, I mean, imagine them.
I don't want the school kids to be threatened by these trains.
One government entity. Wouldn't it be something? One government entity shuts down another one, you know. One unconstitutional program shuts down another one. I mean, you know, you could have worse things happen, right?
Now, listen carefully, Kurt. So I want to make this very clear. Listen carefully.
Very good.
They say, you know what? Emergency transponders are on one side of this thing and the hospitals are on the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, they say this could ease congestion on the freeways and in the airports.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess they say government will have exposure on this investment, Kurt. How can that be if it's privately funded?
Good right? point, Sam. Oh, you don't want to bring up those kind of things, you know. But one thing I will say, it is somewhat refreshing to see that there is at least a little bit of private involvement in this. I mean, that's where... It's like I've been reading all about this evil glut of oil in the market, Sam, and, you know, they get such a huge amount of it, and what's to be done, you know, that kind of thing. And as far as I can tell, what has been done is in a market, even though it's all messed up and manipulated like it is with OPEC and all the governments, et cetera, you know, you still have some private sector players like the boys in South Dakota, you know, North Dakota, that have pulled that oil out of the ground, and, man, they've sure changed the oil picture, haven't they?
Yeah, I hear that. I just find it fascinating how they start out the whole story by telling you it's all private, it's all good. But then when you dig into the story, they say, oh, don't worry, it's all funded with all these bonds. It's all, you know, yeah. Government gets these special deals with these, quote, private groups to give all kinds of tax incentives and tax benefits. And then the government's still on the hook in some way, Kurt. Now the leaders are all battling about it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I don't know if you call it hybrid. It's not very hybrid because these aren't even high-speed trains, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
No, the high-speed trains would cost more money. This is just $3 billion for the slow trains.
Yeah,
Kurt.
The cheap version.
Yeah,
kind of like
yeah.
The little choo-choo that could hardly move.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a scary story, if you ask me, and it just goes to show what we get. You know, they have these headlines that just shout. At first, you're just going, yeah, this is awesome. Oh,
yeah,
really? And it isn't what you're told at all. And the mainstream press just lies and manipulates to the point of just, it makes you nauseous. Hey, man, it's already Friday, huh, Kurt?
Yes, it is.
Does that mean it's a freedom-loving, fantastic Friday?
Yeah.
Does it also mean
it's
both hours of Liberty Roundtable?
Friday the 13th, 1 week after Friday the 13th.
Yeah, good point.
Yes, it is.
We ought to create a positive film instead of Friday the 13th, a negative film, maybe a positive one called Friday the 20th. What do you think?
There you go.
All right, 2 hours of incredible talk radio under your hat, folks, in the can, if you will. Scholars on your radio, we're grateful for them. Doing the best we can to promote God, family, and country, to protect life, liberty, and property, and doing it all right here. LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow if you want to donate and be part of the solution today. You want to turn any phone, anytime, anywhere into a radio, 712-432-5339. Do business with the good guys at thepowermall.com. Get raw honey on your dinner table for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Hey, thanks. This nation shall endure.